And good afternoon and welcome back to the podcast for the Over 40s Fitness Show. My name is Tristan Lowe and with me again today I've got...
Amy Wallace from Marketing Limited.
Okay Amy, we touched last week on what we have for our breakfast in order to run our businesses as best we can. And today we're going to be talking about how we keep our bodies fit through exercise in order to run our little business empires. So, okay, fire away Amy, tell us about Marketing Limited.
Okay, so Marketing Limited is a hospitality marketing agency based in Spark House. And we focus on website design, social media, branding and pay-per-click. So really serving the marketing needs of hospitality businesses out there, whether it's online or offline marketing.
Okay, and how long have you been going?
I've been going for 8 months now and recently moved into a physical office in Spark House.
Ah, so you've actually got your own premises now.
I do, yes.
Where people know they can find you, not just via media and via the normal routes, but they can actually come in and drop by and see you.
Yes.
Or you can go out to them as well. All right then, so, and how do they normally contact you at Marketing Limited?
So they can usually give me a call, which is on my website, right. But the number's actually 077-22-03-4942.
All right, and what's your email address?
It's amy@marketinhospitality.co.uk.
Okay, so anyone in Lincoln or Lincolnshire area, or even the UK, that's got a hospitality, and my understanding of it is that hotels... And what else?
Absolutely, so hotels, bed and breakfast, pubs, cafes, okay. Even spas, so and really does range.
Right, and so if they want to promote their service and where they are and what they do, they would contact you to do a professional job for them.
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent, okay. All right, now, so that's your line of work, and as our listeners know, I'm Tristan, the founder of Good Condition Fitness and Remedial Centre, and the podcast is generally about health and fitness for the over 40s, but also we bring in local people that run businesses and how they keep themselves in shape, and that's like an interlude into what we're going to talk about today. Now, I'll ask you, Amy. All right, let's start with you. All right, your current exercise programme or plans, what do you do to stay in shape currently in order to run Marketing Limited efficiently?
At the moment,
I'm being honest.
So most of my exercise actually consists of going and seeing clients.
Yeah.
So walking around.
Yeah.
In that sense, but I don't actually allocate time at the moment to do exercise.
Okay.
But I seem to keep fit because I'm on the go so much.
Okay. Well, there's degrees of fitness, and degrees of fitness could be fit enough for you to drive to work, fit enough for you to start your day in the office, answer calls, email, go and visit clients. But you're not running to clients with bags on your back, around your
I'm
back.
I'm not,
are you?
No.
Of course, you're driving, and why wouldn't you? I get that. All right, so the fitness at the moment then is enough for you to actually focus properly. Okay, but as we all know, as your business expands and your clients expand and your service expands and you get more well known, you're actually going to spend more time running the business, and you want to make sure that, just like we touched last week with a healthy breakfast, you need a healthy body as well.
Absolutely, I agree.
Because at the moment, your body's healthy enough to cope. But it has to have a coping mechanism that we have to adjust, okay, in order to actually slow down the onset of not running the business correctly because our bodies aren't in shape. All right, okay, now, so you're not exercising in a conventional manner at the moment. How about this then? Right, tell us that when you used to exercise, what you used to do and how it helped you focus on studies.
Yeah, definitely. So I used to exercise every day. When
wow.
I was studying in sixth form, I used to get up at 6 o'clock every morning and go for a run. My friends thought I was crazy, but it helped me focus.
Okay.
Because I'd release my endorphins, you know, just be in a really positive, motivational mood, and then go to sixth form.
Okay, so 6 a.m. you're running.
Yeah.
Okay, is that around Lincoln or where you live?
Sort of around Branston area.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so you've got enough
for all
fresh
the
air.
Villages.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. All right, then, when you mentioned it releases the endorphins, and we know that's a feel-good hormone. All right, now, it hasn't got to be a warm, sunny day to release those endorphins when you're running. Okay, certainly you could run it in January in -5. You're still going to release endorphins. It won't be exactly the same, but you're going to get fresh air. You're going to be surrounded by, you know, natural things, and not just cooped up in an office all day or cooped up in our car or our homes. Okay, so now that was in the past. Okay,
it was.
Let's look towards the future. All right, so future exercise plans. Here we are, June 2018. What are your plans for exercise going forward?
So my plan, because I'm injecting so much energy into my business at the moment, my plan is to sort of wait until I employ someone.
Okay.
And then I'll have a bit more time on my hands, and then I'll be able to focus more on exercise.
Sure.
So I'd say in the next sort of 2 months or so.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll be able to get back into it.
Okay, so our listeners heard that. You said within the next 2 months, okay?
There's pressure now.
I'm going to write that down for you. Okay, so let's be realistic. If we said September, okay, so it's still summer. All right, good. If you said to yourself, Amy, how about then, before summer finishes, you're going to start some form of exercise, indoors, outdoors, once a week, three times a week, but something, and you actually wrote that down and diarised it, like you do running your business, that will, for my line of work, when we meet our clients at good condition, by writing things down, it makes us accountable.
Definitely.
We've thought about it, we've discussed it, we've written it down, we've slept on it and gone back to it again. And if it's still the same idea the next day or the next week, it's what we need to do. So, all right, how about this then? So we've looked at what you're gonna, when you're going to exercise, your plans. What kind of exercise are you going to do?
Well, I quite like being sort of around other people.
All right,
because it motivates me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So probably group classes.
Yeah, excellent.
Maybe even personal training.
All right,
Because I like to be pushed.
Yeah.
In every aspect of my life, so
sure.
I would like to have a personal trainer to sort of push me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond my limits, really.
Sure. A personal trainer can be a luxury for some, and it's a necessity for others, depending on what your wants and your needs are. And of course, personal training. There's a wide range of personal trainers out there. Okay, from one side of the country to another, and we should be able to meet your needs and requirements. If your needs and requirements as a businesswoman, all right, is that you're very time conscious, if you came to good condition, we would set out a plan of action, not just the actual exercise and the nutrition side, but what specifically fits your daily lifestyle in terms of, you can't get time back, Amy, because you're so busy running your business and also your personal life. So in order for you to exercise once or twice a week for an hour, okay, it might not sound like a lot, but it's 2 hours out of your waking day, which you could be running your business.
Very true.
But I've learned, okay, running a business, healthy body, healthy mind, okay? Healthy mind, healthy business, all right? It doesn't happen overnight, but it has to start somewhere. All right then, okay, so you're gonna either train in a group or even a one-to-one, okay? And what would your goal be if you did decide to start exercising in September 2018?
Yes.
What would be the end result?
I'd say just regular exercise, and so that it integrates into my existing plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's realistic, so I can stick to it.
Yeah.
Ideally, I've got in my head that I'd like to exercise around 3 times a week.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and actually stick to it.
Yeah.
But I know if I've got a plan in place, if it's anything like my business, mm-hmm. I will carry it out.
Sure.
And I will stick to it.
Of course you will, yeah. You want to carry on providing a great service to your clients at Market In Limited. And in order for you to do that, again, good food in, good exercise out, keeps us balanced. All right, so we've talked about what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, in one or two ways, and a goal. I would actually like to emphasise the goal and expand on it as well. Now, there's different matters and reasons why people get into exercise. But if your goal was just to exercise, that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's what a lot of people do. Oh, I'm exercising, so I'm fine. If you actually wrote down a goal, whether it be sport-specific, weight management, stress relief, blood pressure, okay, postural problems, because you sat down a lot. If you write that goal down, rather than the goal just to be to start, we've already agreed you're going to start.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to start. Now, what's your goal? And when our clients come to good condition, their goal will be, oh, I'd like to lose some weight. But there's a grey area. How much weight? Well, they don't know. So what we do, we have a reasonable plan of action to help businessmen and women in Lincoln, whether it be losing weight, maintaining their current body weight, or even putting on weight, okay? That's down to them. And of course, when we agree on a goal, and we write a goal down, we don't have to absolutely 100% achieve that goal, but certainly put a process in plan. It makes our clients accountable for exercise in the way they are about accountable for their staff or their team
absolutely,
at work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, so my advice, Amy, is to write it down tonight, sleep on it, read it again tomorrow, and write down and give yourself reasonable goals. Like you said, something that's achievable and that's something that you can replicate as well. You're not looking to be a triple jumper by September?
No.
Or a pole vaulter? Okay.
What one of my big aims in life,
yep.
sort of in the next 5 years or so,
okay.
I'd love to run the marathon.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah,
okay.
I really would love to.
Right, now, the word that I heard wasn't marathon, it was the. So what is the marathon and where is it?
The London Marathon.
I know you're going to say that. It's always London or New York. Nobody ever says, I want to run the marathon in Holland. Do they? You ever heard about the Holland Marathon? Everybody says London Marathon or New York Marathon. Okay, great. 26 miles and change. Okay, it's a lot of strain on the body, but it's doable. I've come across people that have run it who weren't born athletes either. They've just made that decision, stuck to it through thick and thin, got there, completed it, tick, box ticked off. Great, love it. Okay, so my advice to our listeners, if you're looking to get into exercise, write down for yourself why you're gonna exercise, what you wanna achieve out of it, when you're gonna start it, what the goal is, okay? And then if you've got those three or four bullet points, most business owners in and around the Lincolnshire area, they can apply themselves to it, okay? So next thing we're gonna do, we're gonna talk about what Amy does throughout the week and how you feel throughout the week. We're gonna find out if you, Amy Wallace, are in good condition. Right, so we're going to ask you about 9 or 10 questions.
Oh, brilliant.
Simple ones that you can hopefully grasp quickly and answer to the best of your ability, and you give us some good feedback after. So here we go. Amy Wallace from Marketing Limited. Are you in good condition? Do you sleep well? Marks out of 10. 1 being horribly, 10 you sleep like a baby.
I sleep very well. I would go as far as saying 10 out of 10.
You sleep a 10 out of 10. Okay, I don't meet many 10 out of 10s for sleep, but if Amy sleeps 10 out of 10, so there's no room for improvement. All right, okay, right, that's full marks for that. Do you eat well?
I do. As I said last week, I obviously have my cheat days, mm-hmm. But most of the time I do fuel my body with good foods.
All right, is that a 10 then again?
I'd probably say 9.
Crikey.
Because I do still have my odd pizzas, okay. My odd takeaway.
All right.
Yeah.
Question 3, do you exercise regular? Well, we know you don't.
I don't.
Because you've stopped.
But I would like to change that.
Okay, we're talking about now. All right, we know this isn't a 10 or a 9 out of 10. Do you exercise regular?
Oh, that would be quite low then. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3.
We'll take that, 3 out of 10. So that's brought your meta score down a bit. Okay, right. Do you work well?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very productive.
Excellent. Okay, is it a 9 out of 10, a 10 or...?
I think there's always room for improvement, so I'd say 9 out of 10.
Oh.
But I'm very, very productive.
9 out of 10, do you work well? So we class that as near perfection. We'll take that. Okay. Do you take holidays or breaks?
I do. I think it's so important, especially with me being on my own at the moment,
yep.
Which won't be for much longer. But I think it's so important to look after yourself,
sure.
So that you can be as productive,
yep.
As possible.
All right. So if you take a holiday, what once a year for a week or 2 weeks?
Around a week,
okay.
Yes.
And breaks. When we say breaks, I mean a weekend away or a day off.
I do have at least one day off a week.
Okay. Sunday.
Yes, most okay. Of the time.
So we're going to call that what marks out of 10? Because there's room for improvement.
There is. There's always room for improvement. I'd say maybe 7.
All right, we'll take that. It's the first 7. 7 out of 10. Okay, are you flexible and mobile? And we're talking not business-wise, but physically.
Physically, I'm not very flexible, and that is something I'd like to improve on.
All right.
I can by no means do the splits.
Okay, who cares? Out of 10?
5.
Oof, okay. 5 out of 10. That's the first 5.
That is something I would want to improve on, definitely.
Okay. Are you free of injuries?
I am.
Excellent.
I have no injuries.
No aches or pains, wobbles?
No.
Is that a 9 or a 10?
10 probably, yeah. Wow. No injuries.
There's another 10. Okay, impressive. Okay, are you free of illness?
I am.
Without going into full detail. All right, you were quite open about that. It's a 10 out of 10. Right, are you happy with your business at the moment?
100%.
100%. That is if there's such a thing as an 11 out of 10, and there isn't, but we'll take that as a 10 out of 10. Okay, now, looking at that, you're in good condition. All right, so you sleep well, 10 out of 10. You eat well, okay. You exercise, you don't exercise regular, only gets a 3. You take holidays and breaks, so 7 out of 10. Are you flexible and mobile? By your own admission, you're not, that's a 5. Are you free of injuries? Yes. There's no delay there, you're a 10 out of 10. Are you free of illness? Yes, 10 out of 10. Happy with your business? 10 out of 10. Okay, so what we found then, by talking to Amy, looking at these really easy to understand questions, this great year in some, I'm pretty certain that if you were to answer those same 9 questions tomorrow, there'd be a slight change on almost every one. When you really scratch beneath the surface and analyse it a bit more, and quite often we'll meet someone, we'll ask them the same questions and they'll, oh yeah, I'm a 10 out of 10, and then they'll sleep on it and they'll think about it a bit more, and it turns out those 10s can soon go down to 7s when we break down each subject matter. So we're going to do 2 subject matters out of all these and watch to address them again. Okay, right, do you eat well? And you said 9 out of 10. In other words, close to perfection. Okay.
I do eat very well.
All right, okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, when's the last time you ate some sweets, candy, chocolate, crisps, biscuits, fizzy drinks?
Not for quite a while. Probably the weekend.
Last weekend?
Yeah, the weekend that's just been.
Okay, so that's what, 4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, right. When's the last time you had some alcohol?
Well, very long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, weeks.
Yeah, and we know you eat, what, 3-4 times a day?
I do. Excellent. Yeah, I really like my food.
Great, okay. So we're still sure that's a 9 out of 10 for Eat Well. There's just about enough room for improvement, like one tweak.
I know. I'd probably say it needs to go down, actually.
I'd say eight to ten. Okay,
8 out of 10.
I think 8's more realistic because if you actually did a food plan for us and a nutrition diary from what you eat, we'd look at it and say, okay, Amy, you thought it was a 9 out of 10. Okay, we'll show you a 9 out of 10. And you'd look at it and possibly say, oh, perhaps mine isn't then. Okay, because I'm a trainer, I'm a physical therapist, I'm a sports massage therapist, a professional personal trainer, and I'm not a 9 out of 10. I think I'm
definitely not a 9 out of 10 then.
Okay, I think I'm an 8 out of 10.
Oh, I'd go lower then if you're an
8 out of 10. No,
don't
base it on me. Okay, let's move to another one then. Okay, let's have some fun. All right, forget that. Right, are you happy with your business? You said a 10 out of 10. There's no room for improvement as far as your happiness.
I'd say, well, there is always room for improvement.
The reason I ask that, if it's a 10 out of 10, okay, and if it was a 8 or 9 out of 10, and tomorrow you were able to meet 3 new clients and provide a fantastic service for them, and they referred you to other businesses in the hospitality, and they took you from a 8 to a 9, okay, so if it's already a 10...
Yeah, it's not a 10. I was going more for my relationship with the business.
Okay.
I absolutely love doing what I'm doing.
I can see
that.
That's
like the angle I was going with.
Yeah, okay.
But in terms of growth, I'd probably say 6-7 because I've still got a long way to go.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I do this for myself. I'll without overanalyzing it, I'll look at something and think, how can I make that better? How can I improve that?
Yeah, I'm always, every day I like to improve.
And if we can't improve every day, there's nothing wrong with that, but surely, if we're not improving, then we're becoming stagnant and we're actually going backwards. If we're not moving forwards, and it hasn't got to be every minute of every day for me, but what it has got to be, at the end of a day or the end of a week, or even larger, at the end of a month, I need to see improvements in our service and how we look after our clients, and also out of work as well. And that gives me little things to reflect on and improve. And our team, when our team of therapists and trainers at Good Condition get together, we will crunch the numbers and look at things and think, right, how can we make our service for our clients even better? And no extra expense to them, but actually with more effort from us by listening to our clients.
Yeah.
And so we're never a 10 out of 10. We like to think of ourselves as an 8 out of 10. And if we can improve it, we can take it to 9, but still leave room for improvement.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right, let's go back to it.
I'm sort of on the same level as you now that you're breaking it down.
Well, this is what we do at our centre. Okay.
Because I feel like you can always improve, like you've said.
Do you know, Amy, all of those questions we asked you today, they could generally be 10 out of 10. You know, if you told us that, but because we're human, what we find is that if we really look at it, scratch beneath the surface, look at it from different angles, it's never a 10 out of 10. We think it
it's
is.
Very true.
We impulse think it is.
It's
quickly.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you actually break it down.
All right, an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say 8 out of 10.
Okay. All right, so we had a little bit of Q&A there, and we talked about exercise plans for Amy and what you're going to do by September 2018.
It's in writing now, the pressure's on.
The pressure's on, and it's on the podcast. There's no pressure. We only put pressure on ourselves if we choose to. And I've got pressure on myself. I've told myself I want to get to a 20 handicap in golf by the end of summer. So,
right.
So for my summers, though, until October. So I've squeezed another month into, you know what I mean? So I'd like to be 20 handicap in golf by the end of summer this year. And if not, if it's 21, 22, 23, doesn't matter. That's not life-changing. That's just for fun and enjoyment. Okay, in relation to business, I've told myself that I'd like to bring on another trainer or therapist so we can actually cover more man hours at Good Condition. So when our clients ring in, if they want a 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night, there's always someone on hand to train them or to treat them in the sports massage room. Okay, so what we found today then is that we need a fit body to run a fit service.
Absolutely.
Okay, and if Amy from
Marketing Limited
that supplies a service in what field?
Hospitality marketing.
And Tristan from Good Condition in the over 40s fitness can look after people's bodies. We're here to help you. Thanks, Amy. Stay tuned for next week.
Thank you.